Welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. And welcome to the polar vortex of 2019. Michigan and much of the Midwest gripped by temperatures that are the coldest in a generation. As of mid-afternoon, there are two suspected deaths in the Detroit area that could be linked to the sub-zero temperatures. Governor Whitmer says that state offices will stay closed tomorrow. And the U.S. Postal Service says there will be no mail delivery again tomorrow. It is just too cold. Let's see how Michiganders are responding to the frigid and dangerous challenge. We begin with Jamie Wojahn checking in from Detroit, the program director of the Tumani Center and the outreach team at the Neighborhood Service Organization. Today, the weather in Detroit is colder than in parts of Antarctica, Jamie. So you're out there trying to keep people who are homeless safe and alive on these cold, cold nights. How are you going about that?
Like right now, our sole responsibility has changed. Usually our outreach teams, our job is to provide access to housing from the streets. But starting yesterday and through probably the end of this cold front, our mission has changed to just keeping people safe. So our teams have been reprioritized to stop what they're doing and just find people experiencing unsheltered homelessness on the street and get them to somewhere warm.
So how many people were you able to bring into safety last night?
Over 20.
So give me a sense. You walk up to someone, you see somebody, near a sidewalk and trying to stay warm. You walk up, and what do you say and what do they say?
Well, it's a different approach for every single case manager and peer support specialist that's out there. But basically, the mission is the same. We identify ourselves. We try to build some kind of rapport with them. We find out what the current situation is. And then we just try to resolve whatever barrier that they're facing. So, like, if it's access to getting to a shelter, if they're trying to get back to a family member's house and don't have transportation, right now we're just like, whatever we can do to minimize or eliminate that barrier to accessing safety is what we're doing.
Were people nervous about the weather as you talked with them last night?
Oh, absolutely. Like, people do not have enough cold weather gear. They don't have hats, gloves, scarves. They don't have coats for this weather. They don't have boots. So a lot of people that wouldn't traditionally access those types of service settings are actually a lot more willing to engage just for this cold front that we're having.
Now, did everyone you encountered last night agree to come with you to a shelter? Was there anyone who said no?
There was one person that refused to access shelter. We did attempt to get emergency medical response systems and the police to assist us. But due to the fact that the consumer appeared to be coherent enough to make a sound decision, they made the determination that she was able to stay in her site as of last night. We have since stepped in and got her to safety this morning. So we know that as of now, she is safe.
I understand that a typical winter day, your approach is sometimes to house people where they are. Can you explain that for us?
Right, yeah. So the mission, overall mission of our street outreach team is to provide access to housing for people that don't access traditional shelter-type settings. So in most instances, like, what we do is we make sure they're safe where they're at. So we make sure that they have warm coats. The Empowerment Plan is where we get most of our coats, and they're a City of Detroit organization. They're sleeping bag coats. So we make sure people have sleeping bag coats, the right cold weather gear, access to resources like where to shower, where to change their clothes, where to get food. And we don't require them to access a shelter setting to go through the navigation process to end their homelessness. So our job is just to meet them where they're at and end their homelessness where they feel most comfortable, whether it be in their car, their abandoned building, under a viaduct, in a park, wherever they feel comfortable. But that changes when there's a safety issue involved now. So our job as clinicians are to keep people safe. So we are really trying to do a lot of motivational interviewing, a lot of encouragement to get people to, like, just access shelter just during these few cold weather days that we have ahead of us.
Now, what about capacity, shelter capacity in Detroit? Is there any danger of not having enough space for everyone who needs it?
You know what? It has been absolutely just incredible, this outpouring of support that we've been getting just recently in this last few weeks. The Pope Francis Center, Spirit of Hope Church, CAST Community Social Services, City Rec Centers, they have all opened. They're like either organizations or food space groups that either don't provide traditional shelter at all or are expanding their shelter operations to ensure that no one is left, underserved. Also, like, Neighborhood Service Organization, the Tumani Center, is a 24-hour walk-in center, and we are not turning anyone away at this time. we're taking all these people that are experiencing homelessness and bringing them into shelters. Shelters have not turned away anyone, even at capacity. And then we work on next day to try to transition those people where there's overflow to places that have a space available. So we have not reached a capacity issue. We actually have plenty of space for the next few days, which is what we're most concerned about right now.
Because bottom line, we're not talking comfort, we're talking life and death.
Right. This is just get you into somewhere safe, at least until this weather passes. That is like the sole responsibility and the sole mission of our outreach teams over the next few days, is that everyone experiencing unsheltered homelessness, that they're safe and that they're in a place that we will be able to then find them, follow up, and get them housing down the road. We can't do that if they don't make it. We have six teams going out tonight to like make sure that no one is left unserved. So we're not going home until every person is off the street tonight. So I'm super excited.
Jamie Wojahn with the outreach team at the Neighborhood Service Organization in Detroit. Thanks, Jamie, so much.
You are so welcome. You have a great day.
Tough jobs get even tougher when the wind chill is 30 below, especially when you are out there fighting fires. Nobody wants to go outside right now, face it, but for the fire department, duty calls. Michigan Radio's Tyler Scott went over to Ann Arbor's main firehouse and spoke with Fire Chief Mike Kennedy.
Can you just give me a sense of what it's like to be in a firefighter's shoes when you go out and maybe it's on a call and it's as cold as it's been the last couple of days?
Everything is brutal today. Not only does the weather affect our personnel, but it also affects the apparatus. So we have to carry water with us. And so anytime we stop, we have to engage our pumps and constantly be recirculating water. Everything is much more complicated today.
Have you guys had any calls today?
Already there's been about a dozen calls. We've had a lot of hypothermia-related calls, and we've been pretty much nonstop on building systems, frozen sprinkler pipes, water main breaks.
Everybody has that image that firefighters wear a lot of stuff to protect themselves from the fire. How much extra equipment and stuff do you have guys wearing when it's 30 degrees below zero with the wind chill?
Our turnout gear is meant for thermal protection. It does offer some heat in terms of the cold. It also has some added benefit from there. The issue is if we really try to put on too much extra clothing, then it just adds to more fatigue. So there's definitely a trade-off. If you pile up too much, there's kind of a tipping point of you're keeping warm, but you're also adding to fatigue.
What's it like for firefighters? You're sitting at home or you're here and you're warm in bed, you're having some nice warm soup or whatever, and you get a call and you got to go out. What's that turnaround like going from warm and tucked in to middle of the night freezing cold?
It's what everyone signed up for. So, I mean, certainly it's part of the job. And yeah, no matter what the weather is doing, if someone calls 911, we're going to go there and provide the best service we can.
That was Ann Arbor Fire Chief Mike Kennedy speaking with Stateside's Tyler Scott. Now, for people who live on one of Michigan's islands, this is a different winter than for those living on the mainland. Drummond Island, for example, tucked into the northwestern corner of Lake Huron, about 60 miles east of Sault Ste. Marie, 249 square miles with a little over 1,000 people who live there year-round. Lindsay Fountain is mayor of nearby Detour Village. What does the coldest Arctic air in a generation mean to your area?
Well, it's very, very, very cold here. It means bundling up. It means, you know, the world doesn't stop, for sure. We have school to go to and jobs to go to, and, you know, we're used to it, and we just bundle up, and we do our best.
So as we in Southeast Michigan, everything is shut down and schools are closed, it's kind of just winter as usual?
Exactly. Yep, things don't shut down. You know, we have 300 people here in Detour, and we work together, and we have an area that, you know, while a lot of people might have a lot of maintenance crew or, you know, a lot of crew that helps out, we have, you know, one to two people, and we have to do the same that a big city would do. We have to get those streets plowed, and the buses have to run, and a lot of our Detour students come from Drummond, so that's catching a bus on the ferry, coming across the ice, and coming over here. So, you know, the world does not stop.
So now, does the ferry run to Drummond, or is it frozen?
Nope, it runs all year long. The icebreaker comes through. The freighters do stop going, but the ferry does not. They run, they leave Drummond 10 past the hour. They leave Detour 40 past the hour. And if you live on Drummond, you go to elementary school up until sixth grade. And then from then on, you catch the boat and you go to Detour for junior high and high school.
You know, it's, I've got to wonder, are there any tourists or visitors staying in Detour now? Do you see outsiders or do people kind of say, you know what, we're going to wait?
Nope, it's quite opposite. With the amount of snow, we have snowmobilers, people like to snowshoe. There's a resort on the island that that caters to a lot of that stuff, so people stay there. There's more cottages and homes to rent in Detour, not necessarily hotels. But people do stay all year long. All of our businesses are open all year long. And, you know, that's where a lot of places, that's what they survive on in the winter, is the tourism. Because we are mostly a summer area, but when it comes to winter, we rely on those snowmobilers to come up.
Well, I have to note, as you and I speak, I'm sitting here in Ann Arbor, and your wind chill in Detour of minus 16 is higher than our minus 29. So we can say we're colder here than you are.
The vortex is moving down state. So lucky you guys. You guys get it now.
Lindsay Fountain, mayor of Detour Village, right next to Drummond Island. And it's business as usual because it's winter in northern Michigan. Lindsay, thanks for speaking with us.
Of course, no problem.